It's time again for a Sunday local band. We've got a solo performer in today. I'm going to switch mixers here, though. I just want to introduce it. Give me, like, 2 seconds.
Hello.
All right.
Howdy. How's it going?
How's it going, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Excellent.
I'm doing good.
Excellent.
Let's introduce the people. What do you go by? What's your performer?
My stage handle is the same as my stage name in life, which is Eric Michelson.
Eric Michelson.
Yes.
And you play the guitar.
I play the guitar and I sing.
You play the guitar and you sing.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. Okay. So, what are you going to play for us today? How many songs do you have?
Well, my set consists of about 19 songs. These are the distilled 19 songs that I feel are the best at this time. It takes about an hour and a half to go through the full set. I don't know that we necessarily need to today, but I have a more or less of an act. This is the act of Eric Michelson.
The act of Eric Michelson.
Yes, it's a fantastic act, if I do say so myself. And I'm taking it all over the world.
Nice.
In the next foreseeable future.
All right. Well, I've got more questions for you, but we also have to get this sound working properly.
All right. Yeah.
So I'd like you to play a song or two.
Sure.
I'm gonna run around like a chicken with his head cut off. And
that's fine with me.
And you listeners out there, it'll sound a little crazy. But it'll sound so much better after the crazy. You know what I mean? All right.
Yeah.
All right. So what's the first song you're going to play for us today?
The first song, I'm going to call this song The Situation.
The Situation.
All right. Like the guy from the Jersey Shore.
Is it based off the guy from the
Jersey
Shore?
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, it's not. It's definitely not.
He was a huge inspiration to me.
Yeah. I read his book, his memoir.
All right, on that note, let's play the song.
All right.
The Situation.
The situation doesn't matter, 'cause all that matters is the truth. The violent yelling you recall is just your mask of youth. Desperation isn't wonder, it's not a call for your brew. The gentle whispers you recall will come unmask the truth. You know the struggle, the whipping you're about to get. The tyrant has his trouble, far to remove from his regret. Arising underneath the flowers, the time has come for you to say, I've only got a couple hours, then my world will fall away. Here you'll go, here you'll stay. World you know is only yours anyway. You say we're living, but we're only moment in a moment's time. And when you're thriving, you're upholding The bottom rung on sunset's climb. With careless passion you will find out what you have needed all along. A simple man that you have thrown down to sing your song. Here you'll go, here you'll stay. The world you know is only yours anyway. Yeah, I'm gonna play another one. This song is called Angry. You tell me that I'm far too angry for this world, and I can only say it's true. But now I have to sit and smile with the words that you threw. I'm only an imposter on your ground. Who am I and what is me? I apologize that I have never found my distinction in your society. Defending you is like a needle to the skin. I'm bleeding out from every pore. Pretending you are just a messenger of sin heals my soul. But I'm still sore. Freedom inside, there I can hide. There is one thing I know. A tritone separates the angry from the bland. Which one would you rather be? Distracting all of us with rocks beneath your hand, I choose me. Graven imagery flashing on a screen. How I want to look away. Why am I so drawn to pointlessness and dreams every day? Every day. It's all the same. Freedom inside, there I can hide. There is one thing I know. Tell me that I'm far too angry for this world, and I can only say it's true. But now I have to sit and smile with the words that you threw.
All right. Now I'm on a different microphone. How different crazy microphone. Is that? So that was sweet. Very good job.
Thank you.
I now have you sounding much better, I do believe.
No peaking or anything.
That's a plus.
What was that last song you just played?
That's a song called Angry. I wrote it because it was partly inspired by an incident where I was fired from my job for supposedly being too angry and aggressive with the crew. I do theater technician.
Hmm.
That's what I do. So apparently I was, and I also, it was at Naropa, the beautiful, wonderful Naropa University, where I apparently wasn't
they don't like anger.
I apparently wasn't contemplatively breaking down, and it was frightening some of the 18-year-old girls that had no idea what theater tech was about.
I have met a few 18-year-old Naropa girls, and they are Naropa-ish.
Yes, very
Naropa-y. That's the best way I can. Very yes. Naropa-y.
So that song was partly inspired by said incident. The first song, similar incident, same incident, similar inspiration. My headphones are doing something very strange.
You love it. Just keep going. You're good.
I've just got a very loud buzzing, and I'm hearing the reverb pretty effectively.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to turn that
on. And that's about all I'm hearing right after this extremely loud buzz. Oh, there it went. Nope. Now it's back. Nope. Yeah, it's there. Perfect. Oh, that's beautiful. That's like, when you meditate and all that.
There you go. Much better, right?
All that stream of consciousness falls away. So, once again, my name is Eric Michelson. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/Eric Michelson.
How do you spell your last name?
Michelson. There is no A in my name.
There is no A in my name.
There is no A in
all
my name.
I-E.
It is still Michelson, though.
Okay.
I'm also on Reverb Nation, reverbnation.com/.
What about SoundCloud?
Eric Michelson. I'm not on SoundCloud.
Not yet.
Not yet, yes. so far, Reverb Nation has been pretty good to me. Facebook.com/. That was my phone. Wow.
That's your
I should
camera.
Have turned that off. That's okay. If you like my stuff, please hit me up, facebook.com/. I'm going to give this plug out.
Do it.
Ad nauseum. facebook.com/Eric Michelson.
All right.
Yeah. Should I play something else?
Yes, play me a couple more songs. I want more. In fact, play me way more than a couple songs, but a couple, and then we'll talk again.
Okay. What are you in the mood for, Rocky?
Something funky. Something
funky.
Funky, or at least more upbeat.
Okay.
Come on, you gotta have something. You just sing a song about angry. Now jump to the other side of the spectrum.
All right, I'll sing this song. This is a song I wrote in Albany, New York. I can recall sitting on the campus of Albany, New York, SUNY Albany, and playing this riff, and I eventually wrote a song out of it. So here it is. It's called Unify. You know, I just can't seem to wait till the day when I awake. Oh, I wake up to find 10 billion smiling faces standing tall together, all unified. Thank you. just can't seem to wait till the day when I awake. Oh, I wake up to see 10 billion smiling faces staring right back, showing me their unity. Well, it's when we all shoot for all the stars, moving once, that we just get sick and die. When all we need is for everyone to come together, show your heart, do your part, we'll unify.
What's next?
Well, let's see.
By the way, you're listening to 95.3 FM, Boulder Free Radio. You can also hear us on 97.1 FM when we're there, on Greenlight Radio or boulderfreeradio.org or greenlightradio.com or in Nederland on 95.3 FM because we spread like a plague. What's next?
Like a plague.
Like a plague.
All right, I'm going to do a song. It's called Perfect Storm.
All right.
And just to warn you, there's a solo section, and I'm not a solo guitar player, nor do I have a solo guitar player with me, so I'm just going to...
improvise.
What the hell was that?
That was weird. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I was tripping.
Was that you?
I just heard it in my headphones. I don't know what that was.
Interesting. Anyway, so I'm going to play it with my mouth.
Ghost in the machine.
Pretend that it's a guitar or, I don't know, a sousaphone. I don't care what you pretend it is. A perfect storm is only born. Now there's no more love left in the sky. My perfect form shattered, cold and worn, battered, bruised, and torn. Only when I try, then it goes, and then it goes, and then it goes away. My only hope is to watch it all unfold, and only in due time come to know. My only rope is the feelings I will hold, and the misery of healing as I grow. Then it goes, and then it goes, and then it goes away. You always were the bell in the curve. The higher you go, the higher we all stay. Now we are cursed with the madness of the surf, as the blandest of the stone hits the bay. Then it goes, and then it goes, and then it goes away. Then we go, then we go, then we go, we'll all go away.
Bravo. That was a good one. I like that one.
Excellent.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I like that one too. I wrote that at the Shambhala Mountain Center.
Nice.
That's in northern Colorado. It's a retreat center.
I've actually been there before.
Yeah.
Not as a member, but just been there.
Yeah. Whoa.
What is that? I'm trying to figure out what that is.
It's awesome.
That's cool. It's like a little ghost mouse like in the machine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know you hear that out there on the air, too. That's coming straight out.
It's like a little snake running through my head.
Yeah. He's happy.
Yeah. It's very nice.
That's weird. I don't know.
It's interesting, though.
I like it.
It would be really funny if it actually wasn't being put on the radio and it was just
us
talking about a sound that doesn't exist.
It's very possible. Else. We could sound completely insane to the listener right now. Yeah. Yeah. So for your entertainment, we are completely insane. So I want to hear a couple more songs.
Okay.
And then I want to talk more.
Okay.
And then I want to hear more songs after that.
Cool.
All right. What do you got for us next?
This is a song called Lie.
As in, like, lie down or, like, burn your hand with the chemical lie?
As in, well, you'll
or,
see.
Or lie to people.
You'll see.
Okay, okay. Could be all of the above. Exciting. Let's do this.
You've gone and called yourself a lie. The only truth you want to find. You've gone inside to hide a shallow man inside your pride. Still you don't know how to say. The only one you want to own, the only goal you've ever known. You've gone and called yourself a lie. The only gag you couldn't find. And live that lie you call today. From that lie you'll never stray. You've gone and called yourself a lie. And lie you will till you die. Such warmth behind your cold demeanor. You have the presence of a bold and brazen leader. Reorganize and realize that it's only through your sunken eyes that freedom lies, that freedom cries. We sing our anthems about a bright tomorrow. We bring our tantrums about our fights and sorrows. Reorganize and realize that you've only come down to remind you there's no fine. There's no more time. We've reached the end of the Piscean Age. Aquarians will rise up, become our sage. Reorganize and realize you've only tried now with your size. And where's your prize? Nowhere. Goodbye.
That was a good one, too.
Thank you.
Your voice does a lot better projecting than I expected.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm surprised. I am pleasantly surprised.
Interesting.
Which brings me to a question.
Sure. Question.
In a town full... Hold on. Let me turn your reverb down.
Reverb. Yep.
In a town.
In a town.
Full.
In a town.
In a town full of solo acoustic artists.
Yes.
Do you find it harder because of so many people to get out there and play? Do you even do it to get out there and play?
You know, my sound, I don't know if you can get a sense of what I'm attempting to do with my music, but sure. it's not like, you know, you are my angel and I love you so much. You know, it's not
right, that. Right, right.
You know, so it's like there's no, you know, that's what's sellable. That's what's marketable. That's what people want to hear.
That's some Jack Johnson shit.
And yeah, and I don't play that. Yeah. And I'm vehemently opposed to that. And I have a very hard time finding somebody who, when I say I play guitar and I sing, that's what they think of.
Sure.
And they, know, and I fall into, because I'm a acoustic guitar player and a vocalist, my category, quote unquote, is singer-songwriter.
Sure.
Which is a terrible description of what I do.
Sure.
You know, but it's the closest thing, and I can say I'm a singer-songwriter, but it doesn't mean nothing what I do, because I'm not singing about this highly marketable, generic dreck.
Singer-songwriter makes me think of, like, producer or, like, somebody putting together songs for people on a pop culture basis.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
That's what I think of
when I think of singer. I think of, like, you know, the fucking, what's that guy's name? Like Jason Mraz or that other guy who's super popular, whose name is escaping me. He's like the
what, like John Mayer or something.
John Mayer, guy.
That
guy.
Yeah,
but yeah, like I mean, and that's the style that people
the
assume.
Slightly angrier version of Jack Johnson. To me.
Yeah, exactly. So
well, I think this sounds unique. That's why I was asking. Your sound is unique for being in that category.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm after is you know, I'm making something that is not a product.
Sure.
I'm making a creative expression of what I'm trying to do.
Sure.
Art. You know, I feel like I'm making art.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
You're not
making a product, you're making
Exactly. You know, I'm less of a crafter. You know, my craft is not that good. I'm not that great a guitar player. I'm not that great a singer.
Like, you know? I would never call, like, the Backstreet Boys, like, artists.
Exactly.
I would call them a product.
I mean, yeah, exactly. They're crafters, and they're great crafters.
Sure.
And
but their crafters are product.
Exactly.
They're not crafters. I don't see them putting their heart and soul into everything they're writing.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not really tapping into the emotion with their words and stuff
exactly.
like that.
Well, they're also not writing their...
No, they're not writing any
exactly.
of it, really.
I mean, they're coming in, somebody's handing them something.
Yeah. It's usually some 40-year-old overweight heavy, like, producer or something.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, in my view, I feel like I'm crafting a piece of art.
Sure.
And I'm not... And that's... And in art, in this society that we live in, art is not seen as valuable... Unless you're successful at it,
sure.
Then it's seen as really valuable.
Sure.
So until you hit that breaking point.
Or you're dead,
yeah. Which definitely happens
quite
a lot.
It's inevitable.
but, you know, so whenever you hit that point, that's when it's going to be, oh, this is something we like. This is something we, you know, appreciate.
Right.
You know, it's, I mean, I, you know, I'll go on Pearl Street or something and I'll play... And I'll busk or, you know, I'll play for it. I'll go on a bar gig and I'll play in a bar gig. And it's just, you know, they see me and there's this idea of what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And then I do something completely different. And there's no gimmick per se.
Sure.
So busking is very hard.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no, you know, it's not this thing that they can say this is what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I have a very hard time finding, A, an audience...
Sure.
And B, an audience that is appreciating what I'm trying to do.
Sure.
As opposed to, let me hear a pretty song about how you can't get laid.
Right. Right.
You know,
another song for the ladies, so you can get laid.
Exactly. Yeah. So you know, I mean, personally, I'm having a very hard time sustaining myself as a creative individual.
Sure.
And it's because of this. I feel it's because of this idea that art in our society is not seen as something to be appreciated until you get to a certain point of success.
Right.
And then you're a freaking genius.
Based on how society measures success, which is typically money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the current paradigm that I'm falling into and I'm struggling with.
Well, I remember I spoke to Les Claypool and I asked him like his inspirations, which he made fun of me for that question. but he did say it somewhere in the interview talking about how his style was so unique, like Metallica.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be a member of Metallica and they said he was way too good and he got kicked out of the band.
Heard that story, yeah.
And you know, and then he said the only thing that really mattered that ended up mattering is that he just said, screw everyone else. He made his own thing. He does, you know, he made his own label and got it bought, and then he went back and made his own label again. Now he makes wine and is like a member of 15 million bands.
Oh,
and,
yeah, totally.
You know, but, I mean, the idea that he was trying to portray to me was that you can't rely on industry professionals to make you successful. If you do, you won't maintain the success.
Right.
You know, it'll only be short-lived because you're making them bank. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you are our product, you are not art.
Yeah.
You know, and to me, Claypool's art.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, that's the weirdest, unique, most shit. Weirdest shit I've heard in a long time. You know, next to, like, Mike Patton or something like that.
Yeah. You know, I... actually, you know, I once in Naropa, and Naropa has this program, the summer writing program.
Sure.
It's Naropa's writing program is you know, world famous. It was started by Ginsberg, you know.
Right, right.
So there's this whole history, and the summer writing program is where they get all these writers from all over the world, and they converge in Naropa for about a month. And for the past 3 years, I believe, Thurston Moore had come. Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth had come.
Sure.
And had taught a class. And last year I saw his performance. I worked for him. So I can say I ran sound for Thurston Moore. I can put that on my resume.
Nice.
And it was great. You know, it was just this super weird guitar kind of... I should really turn that off. it's the, you know, he does this extremely... you know, dissonant, weird, noisy thing.
Yeah.
Which was what Sonic Youth was.
Yeah.
And I saw him this year, and he did a very similar thing. And I was sitting there, and it was going through my mind, you know, during this whole time, you know, what is marketability? What is going to sell? How am I going to make my music
sell?
Able to be heard at a relative frequency that is beneficial to me and my
still
sustainability.
True to the art.
Exactly.
Right.
So, and I was sitting there going, you know, Sonic Youth was not marketable.
Not at
all. Their sound was so weird.
Yeah.
And it was so different and so bizarre and abstract, and their stuff wasn't marketable. And so I'm sitting there going, this is interesting. I mean, he's a freaking, I mean, huge success.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's a rock star.
Yeah.
You know, Sonic Youth is a pretty household name.
Yep.
In the music business. So, I mean, you know, it just made me think about what I can actually do with music and what I can actually, you know, how successful it can be, even if the sound is something just so absurd and ridiculous and crazy. So... And I'll play a song that I wrote the night of this thing, this Thurston Moore performance. So I wrote this right after. I sat in the audience thinking about this whole concept. Everybody had cleared out, and I was the only one sitting in the auditorium for about 45 minutes.
Just thinking, huh?
Yeah, no, I went to Naropa, you know, I was contemplating, whatever.
Of course, that's what you do in Naropa.
Yeah, that's what you do in Naropa.
You don't get a degree if you don't contemplate.
Exactly. Well, actually, you do.
You do.
As long as you show up, you get a degree.
Right.
Even if you don't, you still get a degree.
Right.
So, I wrote this song.
All right.
And this is quite possibly one of the weirdest songs I've ever written.
Nice. I like weird.
Yeah, and so I'm going to attempt to play it. It's a little challenging to sing, but I think I'm going to attempt to play it for you.
All right.
This one's called The Sentence. I feel the need to say lots of things in a sense. In a sentence. I feel the need to portray lots of things in a sense. In a sentence. I feel the need to feel lots of things in a sense. In a sentence. I feel the need to be all I can be. In a sense, in a sense, sense of life, in a sentence where I'm always right, in a sentence of what is really true, in a sentence where I've become you. I read a book the other day, said that you would never say what was really on your mind. There are things in life you'll likely never find. In a sense, in a sense, in a sense, in a sense, sense of life, in a sentence where you're always right, in a sentence of what is really true, in a sentence of only being you, in a sentence of only being you, in a sentence of only being you. In a sentence.
Yeah, that was weird. I liked it, though. You got another one for us?
Sure do.
All righty.
Yeah, 95.3.
All right.
Let's see. All right, I'll play this one. This is, you know, I like to dabble with humor, I feel. You know, I'm a practicing Buddhist, so a sense of humor is key in the practice, so... this was a terribly depressing song that I get a lot of laughs when I play. So I'm going to play it.
Well, then do it.
What's the way to understand the wrong, grave mistake of wanting to belong? You run away to a place you'd never gone, and you wait for the place to sing along. Here it is. Here it is, and it goes on by itself, and it's gone. One more day, and I know I'll be just fine. Still I say, if I only had more time, I'd get away to a place that I call home, where it's okay to replace the homely known. Here it is, and it goes on by itself, and it's gone. One more verse, And I've calmed down quite a bit. It's quite the curse, as I quietly admit, that I'm unsure of the things that I've done wrong. Seems the cure is catharsis of a song. And here it is, and it goes out by itself, and it's gone. Here it is, 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 and it goes on by itself, and it's gone, and it's gone, and it's gone, and it's gone, and it's gone. And it's gone, and it's gone, and it's gone, and it's gone. Thank you. Thank you.
Bravo, bravo. I'm digging the tunes.
Cool.
I'm digging the tunes. And we're recording them.
That's even better.
Even better.
Even better.
Can't hate on that.
No, definitely not. Yeah, that last one, this was during my working at Naropa days. I just sort of left a call early. I was striking something and I just left early. I just up and left. I don't know why. I must have gotten angry or something, and I just left, and I sat in the floor of my room for about 30 minutes, and I picked up my guitar and I started playing those chords. And then, I don't know, I got that song out of it somehow.
It's a better reaction to anger than most things.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, so I mean, I think that, I mean, to continue my spiel on art, and I have a lot to say on the subject, feel free to cut me off at any point. You know, I feel like what happens nowadays is that we have so many people trying to create something that they think they should be creating.
Sure.
Coupled with a severe amount of people doing something that feels good to them, like
right.
cathartic, and
right.
calling it art.
Sure.
Which, I mean, I don't feel like you just throwing up your life onto a piece of paper or, you know, onto a guitar or whatever. I don't feel like that's art, personally.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, my definition of art feels, you know, you have to somehow advance something, you know, somehow move, progress along a medium, you know, for instance, or...
Sure.
Or somehow change, look at something from a different perspective, look at something from a fresh angle, from... You know, offer something. You know, it's great. It only happens during the interview part.
Yeah, no. At least
when I'm singing, so that's fine with me. it has to move the medium along. You know, too much of what we have now is all this. You know, we have so much pop. We have so much whatever, reggae, R&B. I don't care what you call it. We have so much guys with guitar singing about girls. We have so much of that. Is even if you're doing it really well, does that make good art? That's the question. And I mean, personally, I feel like it doesn't. You know, half of these songs about relationships, I'm not even sure they were in a relationship.
Right.
I think
like,
they're just trying to make what they're supposed to be sounding like.
Sure. Or they want that relationship or something. Or
yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's like,
yeah,
a
like
fantasy.
Wishful thinking.
Yes, wishful. If I sing about it, it'll happen.
Yeah. So I don't know. You know, my whole idea of what art should be is more creative expression than catharsis.
Sure.
It's not like I need to get something out. You know, it's in my opinion, it's I need to create something unique, something different, something wonderful. Yeah, and I've been lucky enough to be a part of the art scene here in Boulder, the Fringe Festival, which is the encores are today. I was a tech manager, but all those shows, a lot of those shows were really great, and there was something so inherently different about so many of those shows, something creatively ingenious. Ingenious, is that even a word? I don't know. Creatively wonderful about those shows, that to me really speak to what I'm trying to achieve. And then there's a lot of people that are trying, well, I have a story and I feel like shit, so if I tell you my story, I'm going to feel a lot better.
Right.
And they call that art.
Yeah. Well, that's like most lyrics.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to bitch about my life. And exactly. Then, like, especially, like, in pop culture and stuff.
Exactly.
Especially with the rap and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, what made Eminem popular was bitching about his own existence. That's it. Like, every album, it was nice at first. It was interesting. But then, like, after that, it was like, you're still bitching about your mom and your fucking
yeah,
wife,
right?
Dude. Like, you're rich, dude. Talk about something else. Talk about something with purpose, you know? Yeah. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And that, you know, and, but I mean, and I don't even know, you know, his I mean, I listened to a little bit of it.
Sure.
And, it's an inevitable. You know, but I mean, I'm sure at a point when you get to that level of success and you get to that level of power,
yeah,
you're so under the control of a corporation.
Oh, yeah, under the industry.
You know,
for sure.
You can't just go out and be like,
you can't
even though I have all this
thing.
Power,
yeah.
He can't just go and say what he needs to say.
Yeah, he can't change his whole style if he
exactly.
wants to. If he did, he'd go broke and he would lose everything. And yeah. then he's like scared of that. And that's Hollywood in general, though. That's like pop culture in general, the fear of losing everything, even though you never had anything, unless you're like a Disney kid or something, you know. But it's a crazy world
that we live in.
All right, well, you want to play maybe one, maybe two more, and then we'll be good?
Sure.
You got more?
How about, oh, I got a lot more. how about a few more?
Okay, do what you want to do, man.
We'll do a few more. We got time.
Yeah, we got a little bit of time.
Okay, cool. I'm going to play a few songs.
Okay. What's the first one?
This first one is called Before You Were Me. You've parked along beside this road, out of the sun, inside the known. You tried to stand, but you could only fall onto the once unpainted wall. You tried to hide your incessant in your pride. You cried and lied yourself free. You're not me. You're not me. A grave formality is sentenced. A grand existence from your tailored entrance. Walking with your head held down. Blaming me when you're crown hits the ground. Your call to order wasn't laughter, wasn't after. Your call to order wasn't free. Oh, forgot that lyric. But I'm not me. I'm not me. Where do you go when you're open and alone? Oh, when
did you call yourself free? Before you were me, because you are me, you're only me.
Do you remember the lyric now?
Yes.
All right, what else you got for us?
I'm going to play a song called It's Okay.
Okay.
High atop my high rise, I will sing until an answer comes along. Slipping towards a nuisance, I will bring the disposition of this song. And as the virus lifts itself away from my violent dreams, a focus tight on bliss neglects all the life falling through the seams. And the deafness blows on through, and the clouds are painted by the blue. What's the use in trying? We have come to label life as good and bad. Smoking and denying, we will never understand our newest fad. An orange bucket lays upon the front of the porch which gave it birth. Discursively trying, I can only justify to torch the earth. And I'll only ever have to try. And I'll only ever wonder. Well, it's okay to run where you are, and it's okay if you'll never get that far, and it's okay to justify the bland, and it's okay if you never understand. But here I sit alone on a sunny Sunday afternoon in May, glaring at a tree, knowing the squirrels have a safe place to play. I blow off the skin like sawdust on a piece of wood, following an answer through a myriad of what I want and shoulds. And I'll call upon the sky to never let me fail when I try. Carry on the back of your broken dreams all your hopes and fears. It's not getting any closer, and you're only getting older every year. My shadow builds an ocean, and my wakefulness caters to its show. While my guru brings me potions, its usefulness is far too slow. And I'll only ever come to you if you'll do what I want you to do. Well, it's okay to run where you are, and it's okay if you'll never get that far, and it's okay to be soaking in a brand, and it's okay if you never understand. And it's okay that the village isn't new, And it's okay that life begins with you. And it's okay to go where you go. And it's okay if you never really know.
Bravo!
Thank you.
Keep playing.
All right, I'm going to play a few more if you don't mind.
Not at all.
I'd like to play. Okay, I'll play a few.
Got it. All right.
So I wrote this as part of a class in Europa. This was we were given books of poetry, and we had to kind of use them as inspiration to create our own works of art. And this was the first thing I did. This is not even remotely what the final product was, but this was the first thing I wrote. This was based around Tara Hardy's book, Bring Down the Chandeliers. I essentially told the teacher I didn't like the books of poetry, and I thought they were terrible.
All right.
And then she gave everybody else in the class an A, and she gave me a C.
That's what you get for speaking your mind, man.
I know.
Kabam.
So here's the song. At least I got a good song out of it, so I'm happy.
It's true. It's true. It's beneficial.
What's the story we tell ourselves in the end? Some are fatal, some are shouting at us again. You spray the scent of life on your skin. You say that justifies acts of violence and sin. Where do I fit in your story book of life? Where do I fit in your views of wrong and right? A man sitting on his throne of artistry, thrown in the gutter by a band of sophistry. And repeat. And I am the oppressive descent. And I am the youth that came and went. And I am the way of fallacy. And I am longing to be me. Bring down the lights and open up the soul. It's finally time to even out the score. When all you have is fading lights within, you justify all the acts of violence and sin. And I am the oppressive descent. I am the youth of now and then. And I am the darkness of the sea. And I am longing to be me, 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 longing to be me.
I want to have your babies.
Yes, somebody. So I'm gonna play this next song, one of the newest songs I've written. I don't really name my songs much. Let's call this one. I don't even like that. I don't even like that title.
What's the inspiration of the song?
Well, I left my house, and I started living in the woods, camping in the woods. And I driving to one of my spots in the woods that is now completely impossible to get to because the roads surrounding it are not roads anymore, which is very depressing because I loved this spot. So I was sitting in the woods and I didn't really, this was my new home. This was my new house. This was my new place to be. And so I wrote this song. I watch the sun leave the sky, and I watch the iris leave the eye, and I watch the water leave the bay, and I watch myself turn around and drown in cliches. The rocks penetrate the ground. Can you define a modern sound? Single star in the sky, it doesn't know what is try, why is why. Can you understand why I won't give out my hand? Can we ever be alone when everything we've ever known is our home? I'm hungry for regret. My pride is cold and wet. I turn to answers from a tree. It comes around and sits next to me. The rocks now lifted from the ground, and our pot of gold was never found. The water crashes on the bay, and my cliches, they wash away. Can you understand why the skyline looks so bland? Can we ever be alone when everything we've ever known is our home?
Can you understand why you wear your suicide brand? Are we ever really alone when everything we've ever known is our home? Is our home? Is our home? You are. What is wrong with this sight? Why can't we ever see the truth? And where will I sleep tonight if not inside a tortured youth? Perfect. Perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
Thank you, text message. So that was that song. You can see I was just homeless and I was like, what?
Right.
What's happening? I can keep playing, I can talk,
Let's keep playing. We got about 10 more minutes here or something. Let's cram in as much music as possible.
Okie dokie.
Get as much recorded as we can.
All right. So, I do write some angsty stuff sometimes. This is the angstiest, one of the angstier songs I've written. This is in Dallas, I wrote. What the?
It's the snake. He's happy.
Snake in my head.
Yes.
So, I wrote this this song in Dallas March or so.
Just this past March?
Yeah. And I don't know if you could tell. I know I told you this. I didn't tell the radio audience this, but I got a new guitar today.
Yes.
I bought a guitar. Some guy I synchronistically met last afternoon said he was a guitar dealer and he was a guitar collector rather, and he was looking to sell a bunch of his guitars. So I got this incredibly nice guitar for a very 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 low price, and so this is my test run with the guitar. I hope it sounds good. Does it sound good?
It sounds good to me.
Okay, good. So the first song, the first guitar I wrote this on was broken, so you could bend the sound and it would go wah 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 wah, and so that's how I wrote this song. But since this is a guitar that is not broken, I can't do that, so you'll just have to use your imagination.
Done deal.
Inside a hotel room in Dallas, trying to crawl out of a hole. And outside the window is the plaza, grassy knoll. The ledger's failing and falling. Words have all gone astray. The best are caving and calling me to stay. But I want to go. But I want to go. I spend too much time in denial. spend too much time in a cell. Spend too much time in the undeniable rhetoric of hell. You can't understand what I'm saying if you don't understand where I'm from. You don't have to wonder what I'm saying if you don't tell me I'm done. But I think I'm done.
Snake liked it.
Yeah. Screwed up the last lyric. That's okay. Nobody noticed.
No one knew.
Until right now.
Until you mentioned it. Now you've made the snake angry.
Uh-oh. Snake's angry at me. All
right, let's do one more. And then I got to head up because I got to get some stuff done because we're having a benefit show tonight at Fox Theater.
Fox Theater.
Yes. So if you're tuning out there right now, you should listen, or you should be there tonight at the Fox Theater. It's a hip-hop show. We've got Killa Priest, Proximity, Flowalition, Intravenous, and all of that is going to help flood victims.
Excellent.
So be there or be an asshole.
Yes. And I won't be there because I will be working at the Boulder Fringe Festival, which is the last night tonight. All the encore shows for all the venues.
Oh, nice.
So if you like theater,
then check that out.
Then that's a good place to be.
Definitely.
And that's going on now until late tonight. So
nice.
If you need more information, boulderfringe.com.
Boulderfringe.com.
So this will be the last song, I suppose. Thank you for having me, Rocky.
Hey, thank you for being here. This has definitely been good for me because I have yet to mess with that mixer till today.
Excellent.
So that's good.
Excellent. I hope it sounds wonderful.
I hope it does,
too. I hope
too.
All those text messages weren't saying, it sounds horrible.
Stop playing.
Would you do something about those, levels? That sounds terrible.
I guess we'll find out at the end of it all.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. So once again, facebook.com/Eric Michelson, ericmichelson, reverbnation.com/Eric Michelson. That's me, Eric Michelson. Eric Michelson. Eric Michelson.
And
Eric,
if you ever Michelson. Need any information on any artists that were are performing on our station, we can always give you more information at KGLRFM at greenlightradio.com, or just hit us up at facebook.com/greenlightradio or just greenlightradio.com. And we'll tell you who you heard and when you heard them.
Hey.
Well, only you would really know when you heard them. I don't think we could really tell them when they heard them. That'd be weird.
That would be weird.
They'd be like, I heard a song sometime in the last week. That won't work. Wait, I can't do that for you. So
you know this song you heard last week.
Last week at 3:25 p.m. while you were driving down the road. All right. So let's play the song. Is there a title to this one?
Let's call it Come and Believe.
Come and Believe. All right. Let's check this out.
Eric Michelson. That's me.
That's Eric Michelson. Eric Michelson.
Eric Michelson. Reflecting upon the world that I've drawn, I understand why you're so angry at me. If only you and I could see each other's hand. A lifelong miracle awaits as destiny meets fate. Triumph gone. It's always simple and the same. Fallacy of name, holding down. Come and believe, the air we breathe, be the way you want to go. Where is that life I held inside, the fire burning pride you think that you want to know is understanding the same as following the blame to its source. I can't recall how to sing. The diamond on my ring brings remorse. You mean nothing to me, meaning everything. Embrace my kiss. It's always simple and the same. The fallacy of blame, fallacy of this. Come and believe the air we breathe will undermine all your goals. Where is that life I held inside? The fire burning cried. It finally took its toll. The understanding begins when I let it in, when I let go. People cower in fear when they hear what they don't know. True you must be to yourself, if only for your health. Sing your song. It's always simple and the same, the fallacy of shame. Now we sing along. Come and believe, the air we breathe will be the light shown on the day. Here is that life I held inside. The fire burnt right through the pride. Its message clear. There's nothing left to say.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having me. Once again, my name is Eric Michelson. You can Google Eric Michelson Music and you will find my Facebook, Reverb Nation, and or Bandcamp.
No A in that name.
No A in Michelson, M-I-C-H-E-L-S-O-N.
Definitely.
That's tricky.
It is.
That is tricky name. I have tricky name.
Tricky name.
Tricky
but,
name.
That makes it easier to search because there's probably a lot more Michael or Eric Michelsons with an A in it.
But there's actually, there's a famous photographer with my name.
Oh.
So it's challenging.
Well, he stole your thunder.
I'm not a famous photographer. I'm going to put that out right now.
All right. So, but music.
Right, so Eric Michelson Music,
yes.
M-I-C-H-E-L-S-O-N.
That's your distinction. He doesn't take photos.
Yes.
He takes noisy videos.
That's true. And I'm on my way out of Boulder.
Yes.
Leaving
he
Boulder.
Is.
I am going on tour for the rest of my, I don't know, 20s. I don't know what's happening. But I have one show. Out of all the shows I wanted to have, I got one show. And that's in Phoenix on October 11th, Phoenix, Arizona, at the Trunk Space.
The Trunk Space, huh?
It's some weird art venue in Phoenix.
Nice.
I'm sandwiched in between two electronic acts.
Interesting.
So that'll be fun.
That should be interesting. Good luck.
October 11th in Phoenix, if anybody out there has relatives in Phoenix or wants to go to Phoenix.
Yes, let them know and be there.
Just to see me, you can go to Phoenix October 11th.
Yeah, go to Phoenix.
Yes. So, thank you for having me, facebook.com/Eric Michelson.
And thank you for hosting all these other shows for us, too.
Yes.
Thank
you for hosting the other bands. This was my show.
Yes.
I'm now departing. Relinquishing
yes.
my power.
Relinquishing control.
Yes. Hopefully, this can continue to
hopefully.
Be
it. Hopefully, we can keep this going on Sundays, although getting a band on the same day every week is
challenging.
Yes. Challenge. But what I'm thinking is I get enough bands in, I pre-record it, and I play it on Sunday in case they can't do a live band
thing
on Sunday.
That could be good, too, yeah.
And that way we can keep this Sunday slot going.
That would be great.
All right. All right, well, I'm going to jump back into some music here for you. I got some, I don't know, hippie music. Check it out. And thank you for tuning in. And be there tonight at the Fox. Support, buy a ticket. Good chunk of the proceeds go to help flood victims in the local area. It's Kill a Priest, Proximity, Flowalition, Intravenous. Be there or... Yeah, just be there. Jesus. Thank you. Bye.